That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hi there, Gabby here. This podcast is intended to educate, inspire, and support you on your personal journey towards inner peace. I'm not a psychologist or a medical doctor and do not offer any professional health or medical advice. If you are suffering from a psychological or medical condition, please seek help from a qualified health professional.
Hey there. Welcome to Dear Gabby. I'm your host, Gabby Bernstein. And if you landed here, it is absolutely no accident. It means that you're ready to feel good and manifest a life beyond your wildest dreams. Let's get started.
I'm going to ask you a question that I'm sure no one's ever asked you before. Do you perceive your body through the lens of love or the lens of fear? You've probably never thought about it that way. In today's bonus episode of Dear Gabby, I'm going to guide you to witness the ways in which you could subtly be abusing your body with negative thoughts or negative behaviors, addictive patterns. You might be aware of it, but you may not be aware of why. I'm also going to teach you a very simple mindset shift that can miraculously transform the way that you perceive your body and yourself. This is a bonus episode, so you know how we love a good bonus episode. It is a live talk that I led many years ago with long hair, some heels, lots of likes, maybe some F-bombs, and it's going to really support you in transforming your perception of your body. I'm going to share the 8-word mantra that helped me recover from my addiction to overeating. I'm going to share a prayer that you can recite every time you have a fearful thought about your body and instantly return to a state of peace and non-judgment. I'm going to share with you the single most important spiritual lesson I teach in all my work. This is a simple practice you can do all day, everywhere you go, and it will change your life. And it's in all of my teachings, and it boils down to one simple method. And you'll also learn what the true function of your body is. It might sound a little weird to you, but I'm excited for you to hear it. This is a gorgeous bonus episode. And before you jump in, I've got something extra special also related to your body. I created a really cool new members-only body love challenge. It's a 21-day challenge, and it's inside my Miracle membership. Anyone that's a member is going to get it. And if you become a member today, you can join to get the body love challenge for the next 21 days, plus all the bells and whistles of the Miracle membership. This challenge is designed with 21 powerful exercises. There's meditations, there's guidance to help you develop a deeper spiritual relationship with your body. And we're starting on July 1st. So head over to deargabby.com/miracle membership. The link is also in the show notes. All the details are there. Becoming a Miracle member is like having me as your personal coach. And I mean that. I've got members who have been with me for 7 years and they just wouldn't want to go a day without it. Each week, I deliver all these different new workshops, guided meditations, and a lot more. And you get a new coaching practice every single week. Plus, Miracle members have access to archives of hundreds of hours of content and all of my 21-day challenges and this members-only challenge, the Body Love Challenge, starting July 1st. Go to deargabby.com/miracle membership to learn more. Yesterday, I was getting my makeup done with Alex, my makeup artist, and she's the cutest. And I'm looking at her arm and I'm like, oh my God, you're wearing a Whoop. And she's like, I'm obsessed with this product. It's the best. And Whoop is actually a sponsor of today's episode and a product I've been a little bit obsessed with myself. Whoop isn't just another fitness wearable. It's designed to provide personalized and actionable data based on your body. And that's why Alex was like freaking out about it, because she was getting all this information and data that she never had gotten before. You can wake up each morning with a personalized recovery score based on both the quantity and quality of your sleep, your heart rate variability, respiratory rate, and other key vital signs. Whoop then coaches you through your day and provides recommendations on how hard you should push yourself based on your recovery. I love being able to check in with myself each day and learn about my recovery score and just know how to stay on top of my health. And it actually feels like you have your own personal wellness coach. I've been loving knowing that I can push hard or when I need to really relax. Today was a relaxing day. Whoop also just released their all-new 4.0, 33% smaller and designed with new biometric tracking, including skin temperature, blood oxygen, and more. Go to whoop.com, that's whoop.com, and use code Gabby at checkout to save 15% today. That's Whoop, whoop.com, and use code Gabby at checkout to save 15% today. Back to you with another tiny interruption to share about a brand that I'm obsessed with. If you're a regular listener to the show, you know that taking care of my gut is a major priority. And the gut's connected to everything. Probiotics are something that I regularly take, and it's something I've taken for years and years and years. And probiotics are excellent for the gut, but they're not all created equal. So if you're looking for something to support your digestive health, this product is for you. I love this sponsor so much. Seeds Daily Symbiotic is the real deal. I actually have it with me right now. I'm on vacation in the little beautiful green bottle. I have taken it with me to Barbados. And Seed Daily Symbiotic is a broad spectrum 2-in-1 probiotic and prebiotic, a proprietary formulation of 24 distinct probiotic strains in scientifically studied dosages. Proprietary engineered 2-in-1 capsule that protects probiotics through digestion to ensure the delivery to the colon. Now, if you have taken a probiotic before and never felt a difference, it's because it's likely that the good bacteria wasn't surviving in your GI tract. Seed is designed differently, and that's why it works. It also supports benefits that are beyond the gut. Seed will support ease of bloating, healthy regularity, and ease of evacuation. But it will also support your gut barrier, your skin health, your heart health, and micronutrient synthesis. My skin has never been so glowy. Many see improvements in digestion within 24 to 48 hours, which can include bowel movement, regularity, and ease of bloating. And that's incredible. The packaging of Seed is so chic. I told you, I have this little cute green glass vial. I take it with me on my vacations. And we've worked out a special deal that's just for my listeners. Start a new healthy habit today. Visit seed.com/deargabby and use code deargabby to redeem 20% off your first month of Seed's DS01 Daily Symbiotic. That's seed.com/deargabby and use code deargabby.
We've all come tonight with a different intention, but we've also come with the same intention. So some people may have shown up tonight with the intention of healing a food addiction. Someone may have shown up tonight with the intention of healing the fear of their body dysmorphia. Someone may have shown up tonight with the intention of healing some kind of illness. Someone may have shown up tonight just saying, I'm here to be of service. I want to support the healing of others in my life, and I want to access that power within me that has the capacity to be a miracle worker. The power within me that has the capacity to be someone else's wings when they cannot find their own. And we all have that strength and that power within us to have the faith to believe in healing for ourselves and for others. But we just need to take the time to tap into the presence within us that has the belief system that can hold that faith. And that is a practice, and that is a commitment, and that is a moment-to-moment decision in our mind that says, I choose to see that differently. And so whatever it was that you came here for, or maybe you didn't even realize it until you landed in this seat, we have a new way of seeing it. And the tools tonight and the lessons that you'll learn tonight will be able to give you the strength to open up your heart to perceive these things in your life. And so we have this fear-based perception of our body, which is really what gets us into a lot of scary situations. That fear-based mentality of our body is that mentality that says, this is just this being that I am lugging around and I don't like it. And it's this way that I can abuse myself because I hate myself because of all the things that have happened in my past. And it's this great way to use ourselves as a punching bag. And it's a great way to avoid feeling, using the body as a punching bag is a magnificent way to avoid feeling all of the crap that we don't want to feel, whether it be through drugs or alcohol or food or sex or whatever it is that we want to use to anesthetize that funky discomfort within us that we don't want to feel. We also use the body sometimes to get things. So the thinner I am, the more attractive I will be, or the blonder I am, the more exciting I'll be, or whatever, though I like my new blonde. We use this body that we have built up and the pretenses and the perception of the body that we have built up as this vessel through which we express this archetype of who we believe we are, who we believe that the world thinks we are. Sometimes it's not exactly who we believe we are. We just need to put on a show so everyone can keep showing up with us. So we continue to wake up every day and we put on the makeup and we put on the body and we put on all of these ideas. But most of all, it's not really the makeup or the hair or the shoes, because that's all fine if you have the right perception of the body. It's the pretense. It's the energy with which we express this body. It's the how can I get through this body? How can I abuse myself more through this body? How can I hate myself more through this body? And even with other bodies around us, we start to create those false perceptions. This one's that size, this one's healthy, this one's not well, this one's black, this one's white, this one's yellow, this one's green, whatever. We create these stories, we believe in these stories become our reality. We create special relationships around the body. We see that that lover is more special than our best friend. We see that our employees are less special than we are. We see that the people on the street that we don't know are less special than we are, that we are better than, that they are less than. And we create this crazy separation within all of our relationships. And so this mindset of these false pretenses that we place upon our body and the other bodies around us creates a lot of toxicity. Not just toxicity within our mind, but toxicity within our physical being. And so often it is spoken about in the metaphysical world, which is the world that I live in, that the physical conditions that we have are a direct reflection of the mental condition that we are in. And some of you might be sitting here, I don't think a lot of you because you're all spirit junkies in this room, but some of you might be new to me and be like, what the F is she talking about? How is my cancer a part of a mental condition? How is my anorexia part of a mental condition? How is my cysts part of a mental condition? And there's a lot of details that go along with all of this. I'm not denying the worldly reasons that we get problems. You know, my mother for many years was dealing with a blood condition that was self-induced. One needle, one time. Hepatitis C. And she lived with hepatitis C for decades. One needle, one time. But she could have asked herself, well, how is this part of a mental condition? How did I mentally create this? How did that participate? Well, in this case, where it was something where it was self-induced, and she could have chosen otherwise, she chose the path of accepting and recognizing that this experience that she had that led her to this physical condition was part of her life's plan so that she could actually heal the root cause condition of her fears so that she could then heal the physical condition, which this past winter is officially cured. And yes, her healing occurred through the allopathic approach. Her healing occurred through interferon, and 2 years of interferon, which is pretty effed up and not cool and life-threatening. But more importantly, her condition was cured because of her spiritual condition and because of her willingness to go to the depths of the root cause condition, the anger, which is the liver, because the hepatitis was affecting the liver, the anger associated with the liver, and her commitment and her desire to heal the anger behind her energy field, so that not only could she have the power, the will, and the strength, and the faith to show up for this interferon, which is so deafening in so many ways and so horrifying, but that she could show up not only physically and energetically, but she could also show up faithfully. understanding every day as she would take that shot, every single day, what would you have me learn from this? What would you have me learn from this? And it was in the darkest hours of her interferon was where her deepest, darkest, most amazing healing occurred. It's where she was stripped away of all the false pretenses of what she believed she was so that she could actually come to a place of understanding why she was really here on this planet at this time and have a genuine spiritual healing. When we found out the diagnosis that she had been healed through the interferon, which is not, it's pretty chancy, and she was healed. When we found out the final diagnosis, the doctor said to my stepfather, the only reason she was able to go through this and to actually have this healing was because of her faith. If it weren't for her faith, she would have had to stop that medication months earlier. And had she stopped months earlier, she wouldn't have gotten rid of the disease. So this is because of her miracle mindset and her faith that she was willing to go to the depths of her soul, that she was willing to learn what she needed to learn on that spiritual level. Then she was given the energy and the power and the faith to continue forward with such a horrifying experience, knowing that that experience was part of her learning, was part of what spirit and universe and God was here to teach her, so that she could come out on the other end with a miracle. But the real miracle wasn't that she was cured. The real miracle was the time in between the diagnosis, between the results. That time frame, when you don't know whether you're cured or not, when you don't know what the answer is going to be, and her saying, no matter what, I have been healed. No matter what the results are, I have been healed. No matter what the results are, my spirit, my mind, and my faith has been healed. I see myself differently. I'm a different person. I'm not who I thought I was. I recognize that a lot of who I thought I was has been stripped away. I am a new being. I am fresh. Regardless of whether this is here, I am healed. That's the miracle. The results were just the icing on the amazing cake. But she was already in that space. And not only the miracle for her, but the miracle for her loved ones. And so my brother and I don't think that there was ever a shadow of a doubt that she wouldn't be healed. And I never suffered from that place. I never struggled with that belief system. And so living in that space and living in that knowing was what allowed my mother to live in that space and live in that knowing. So we have the capacity, if you are here with a loved one in your life who is struggling in any way, you have the capacity to hold the space and to hold the faith for them when they can't hold their own. And so that's part of what we're here to talk about tonight is our own personal healing and how we can also energetically hold the space for someone else.
It's time for a quick ad break, and I am excited to tell you about this tonic that's been such a game changer at my summer get-togethers. As you guys may know, I've been sober for 16 years, so I'm always looking for alternative drinks. I always like to make myself some kind of special drink. I don't want to be the only one without a fancy-looking cocktail, even though mine's a mocktail. Botanic Tonics is a plant-based tonic drink that delivers all the feels. It's love at first sip. Botanic Tonics offers up this euphoric blend of plant-based ingredients, and they give you this sense of healthy productivity. It's like a enhancer. And it's an awesome alcohol alternative featuring kava and other ancient plants from the South Pacific. You can also enjoy this for productivity enhancement and focus. It's awesome to drink this during the day instead of a 3 p.m. coffee, which I really find to make me crazy when I have that 3 p.m. coffee. And so this is such a beautiful substitute. It's also really great for hanging out with friends when you're having those parties and you don't want to drink. And I know a lot of my listeners have stopped drinking, whether they got sober or they just kicked drinking as a habit and have just made that change in their life. This would be a really nice, beautiful alternative to get your energy going, get your focus going, exclusively for Dear Gabby listeners. Feel Free Botanic Tonics is offering a 40% off discount on your first purchase. Just use promo code Gabby at checkout. Earlier in the episode, I spoke about Whoop and how my makeup artist, Alex, is obsessed with it and how I'm obsessed with it and how it is the absolute best fitness wearable to help me stay on top of my health. And it's a huge part of tracking my sleep. And as we talk about the body here in this episode, we want to start to have more knowledge and awareness of how our body is functioning and the ways that we can support ourselves. And most of you know how seriously I take my sleep. And if we want to talk about body recovery and body health, then sleep is the most valuable part of our conversation today. Studies show that good sleep enhances our learning and problem-solving skills. It also improves our ability to focus, make decisions, and tap into creativity. That's why I'm in love with Whoop. The sleep coach from Whoop analyzes sleep duration, quality, efficiency, and consistency every single night. It also provides ideal bed and wake times to help improve my sleep routine, which you know I'm a stickler for. Their all-new Whoop 4.0 comes with a brand new haptic alarm that uses gentle vibrations to wake you in less jarring ways. And that, my friends, is an amazing way to wake up. Sometimes my son will beat Whoop to the job, but when I get woken up by Whoop, I feel so good. Inside the Sleep Coach section of your app, you can decide your alarm mode. And when you've hit your sleep goal, you will want to wake up in the green, feeling extremely recovered, and that will be what Whoop will help you do. I've learned so much about myself by tracking my sleep in the last few months, and I really believe that sleep is a spiritual practice. And from a spiritual perspective, lack of sleep is a big way we block our power, our super attractor power. Sleep is the time when the body has that chance to repair. When your body can't repair itself, it is just going to make you feel very ill, very blocked, and energetically weakened. And that's why we need the power of our sleep. As a listener of Dear Gabby, you get a special deal today. Go to whoop.com, that's whoop.com, and use code Gabby at checkout to save 15% today.
So the miracle mindset of our body is quite the opposite of that fear-based mindset. The miracle mindset of our body is just much like my mother, recognizing, oh, well, this physical condition is not a death sentence. This isn't an opportunity for me to hate myself because of something stupid I did when I was 20 and a hippie and doing God knows what else. God bless her. Look, she wants me to tell this story because this story is going to help you. You know, it's going to help you because she could have easily said, oh my God, I ruined my life at age 20. How dare I have a future? Instead, she said, oh no, this was part of God's plan. This was part of the path. This was part of the choice that I made to take the next right action, to open my heart more. This was part of the path that I chose before I even came into this world. I said, I'm going to do that, so I'm going to have that disease, so I'm going to learn that lesson, so I'm going to come out the other side. And as we open up to that kind of miracle mindset of what would you have me learn from this, and then what would you have me teach from this, it's a really different way of seeing our physical conditions, isn't it? What would you have me learn from this? And when we open up that mindset, it becomes like a whole different thing. We start to have gratitude for our experience. I've seen many people in my community come to me and say, my cancer was the greatest gift that was given to me. Because that's when they really figured out who they were. That's when all of the pretenses are stripped away. Or my mental condition was the greatest thing that happened to me. It hit me to my knees. I can stand here in front of you today and say my drug addiction and alcoholism is the greatest thing that ever happened to me because I would not be standing in front of you today without this authentic truth if I hadn't been to the depths of darkness that I took myself to. My food addiction, my drug addiction, my alcoholism, all of the things that I did to abuse my body are the greatest gifts that ever happened to me because they dropped me to my knees and guided me to a place where I could say, what would you have me learn from this? Show me a better way. And when we step into that miracle mindset, we start to have a new perception of why we are here. And we start to recognize and remember that our body is a vessel through which we extend truth, love, kindness, power. The body is our energy field. If our energy field is shut down, our light switch is off. Our power cord is off and it's unplugged. But each of these individual bodies in this room, online, every body in this world has the capacity to expand their magnetic field. And when you expand your magnetic field, you can hold the energy of a room like this, the energy of a room of millions, the energy of the room of thousands. You can become a container through which you express so much love, so much truth, so much power just by walking in the room. The moment you enter the room, the energy shifts because your light is on, because your power is magnified, because your magnetic field is expanded. And that happens through a shift in perception. That happens through daily prayer. That happens through the moment-to-moment question of what would you have me learn from this? And that happens through a dedicated meditation practice. And so as we open up to this new perception and this new way of living, we start to step into why we're really here. As I started to heal my root cause condition, the fears that led me to alcoholism and drug addiction, alcoholism is a disease. Drug addiction is a disease. I was led to the disease of alcoholism and drug addiction because of a root cause condition that I believed I wasn't good enough. We all have that in some way, shape, or form, and it will lead us to dark places. And it will also not only create toxic habits, but also creates that toxicity within our being. At the time that I was at my bottom, I had 6 ulcers. I was 10 pounds, 15 pounds thinner than I am now. I was living in a way where I was not only abusing my body with drugs and alcohol, but abusing my body with food, abusing my body with my thoughts. And I was ill. I was very ill. And what I came to realize as I came out of that place was that that body, as it began to heal, started to take on a much greater purpose. And as I started to heal my body, I started to heal my mind. And as I began to heal my mind, I started to really accept and honor, I'm here to serve. I'm here to teach. I'm here to use this body as a vehicle through which I can express more love. Accepting that truth has taken on more and more of a greater form as the years have gone on. So at first it was putting down the drink and the drugs. Then it was no longer abusing myself in relationships. Then it was no longer going to be about abusing myself with the thoughts that I was thinking. And it continued to grow. And most recently, I've made some major shifts in my life with the choices that I've been making. As we begin to open up our psychic capacity to hear that voice of our inner guidance system and open up to that miracle mindset, we start to receive spiritual guidance that we wouldn't have been able to hear if we were in that ego fear-based mindset. And once again, that ego fear-based mindset is linear. It's about to-do lists. It's about, you know, the doctor says this, that's the only way, it's his way or the highway. And God bless the doctors. But we have to really experience that spirit is leading us to the doctors and the practitioners and all of the medicine that it is that we need for our highest healing. But when our ego is leading the healing, our ego is telling us, do that because they said to do that, not, wait a second, I have another thought. Wait, I think I can see beyond my physical sight. I can hear beyond what I thought I could hear. And when we start to open up, we start to hear and we start to get guided. And so for me, that guidance became really loud. December of 2009 was a month before my first book, Add More Ink to Your Life, came out. And I had no idea what it was to put out a book. I mean, I was so novice. I had set myself up to go out to like 15 different cities. I had no idea what the hell I was doing. And I was like, okay, if anybody shows up, I'm lucky. And it was insane. And I put myself out there. And at that time, I had a hernia. And I was like, okay, let me get this fixed up, right? And I had this desire, like my mom and I, we were just like, let's just patch it up. Let's go. Come on. Ego. Let's clean it up now. So I set up the experience to go and get the hernia surgery. And I went to the doctor. I scheduled the appointment for like December 1st. Meanwhile, the book was supposed to launch January 1st. And I didn't really get that it was like a real 2-week recovery for this thing. You can't walk. Some of you guys saw me when I was recovering, but I was teaching, coaching. I was like, don't make me laugh. So I set up the surgery. And then I woke up one morning. It was about a week before the surgery. And I woke up very startled. And I heard this authoritative inner voice. And the voice said, don't do the surgery now. I said, okay. Can't deny that voice. So I call my mom and I'm kind of nervous because my mom likes to get things done, right? She likes to patch it up quickly. And so I was like, mom, you're not going to like this, but God told me not to have the surgery now. And she said, I know. I was like, what do you mean, you know? She said, yesterday I heard a voice that said Gabrielle's not going to have her surgery. I said, oh, okay. So I canceled my surgery. And then a week later, I get a phone call from my agent telling me that the book shipped 3 weeks early. Had I had the surgery then, I would have missed probably 15, 20 media opportunities, all the TV, all the press, I had to get out on the road earlier. So when we start to listen, we start to make decisions from our intuitive mind rather than our logical mind. That's when we really live a guided life. That's when we open up to infinite capacity for real healing. And that's when we really let spirit start to work with us in the healing of our body. Then several months later, once I'd been through the book tour and all of the trips and all of the travel, I was able to come back to New York, schedule the surgery for a time when my mom could come and stay with me and take care of me and really heal. And it was perfect and it was divine and I wouldn't have changed a thing. And thankfully, I wasn't listening to that fear-based part of me. And so that's the place that I want to help you all crack open to. The place where you start to let that intuitive voice speak louder than your logical voice. And you can hear and you can say, I am not doing it that way. So when we start to shift out of that place of what can I get? How can I use this body to make things happen? And we start to see that the body is this learning device. And through the body, we are guided to different experiences. We're guided to different people. We're guided to different emotions that crack us open more and awaken that presence within us that is uncomfortable. And I tweeted yesterday, I said, if you want to live big in this life, you have to be willing to go through the funky feelings. And that's sometimes a funky physical feeling. And that's sometimes a funky emotional feeling. And that sometimes is you standing in front of the bar and saying, no, I can't go in. Or the moment that you're looking at the tumor and you're saying, I see it's big, but I believe it will shrink. And that's the moment when you start to say, I believe beyond what I can see. And it's not comfortable, but when we're in that discomfort, that's when the real healing occurs. So if you're uncomfortable and you've hit your knees, you're in the right place. And that doesn't mean you have to live there, but it means you have to move through that space so you can come out the other side and you can be greater, you can be brighter, you can be shinier, you can be happier, you can be healthier. Also accepting that the healing that you're receiving and the experience that you're going through is also a divine assignment for the people in your life. But if there are people in your life who are going through some kind of physical experience, you're having an experience too, and don't deny the experience that you're having. Don't deny that that's an opportunity for you to forgive. It's an opportunity for you to open your heart more. It's an opportunity for you to see the person differently. It's an opportunity for you to raise your faith. And so whether it's your own condition or the condition of another person, really trust that you're here to learn from it. And so what we're really wanting to do tonight is start to talk and shift from that place of body identification to spirit identification. Body identification is the practical. It's the, I got to lose the weight, get on the diet. It's, I got to do it this way. I've got to look this way. I've got to make this happen. I've got to listen to what the doctor said. I got to do, right? Spirit identification says, my intuition is louder than logic. Spiritual identification recognizes my body is a vessel through which I express more love. I have to nurture and honor this body. This is the best diet you can go on, the spiritual diet. I'm not even kidding. It's going to be a book I write for sure. But the spiritual diet, it's not just the mind cleanse. It's the perceptual shift of the body. The body chapter of my new book, May Cause Miracles, has had the most love. Every city, every country I've visited, that chapter people flip out over. Because what it's saying is that this isn't about you just walking around using this thing. It's about you understanding why you're in this body, accepting the true purpose of the body. And the true purpose of the body, no matter what you do for your vocation, no matter where you live in the world, no matter what you think you're supposed to do in life, the purpose of your body is to express more love. And that begins with how you express love towards yourself. If you want the world to respect you, you have to respect your body. If you want the world to nourish you, you have to nourish your body. If you want the experience of abundance, you have to feel abundance. If you want the experience of health, you have to feel health and believe in health. And so it begins with the vessel here, the body that you are. So recently, I started to open up to the fact that I was feeling pretty toxic. I went to Mexico and I did a talk last fall. And it's funny, they sent me the video today from this Awesomeness Fest event that I did. And I was looking at myself in the video, and it was the day before I got off coffee. And that morning, I spilled an entire pot of coffee on the floor. I don't even know how it fell. It was like an angel was like, poof. And I was like, okay, I got it. And I looked at the picture. I looked at myself in the video, and I was like, I look so toxic. I looked puffy. My eyes were puffy. There was like deep, dark here. I looked just like sick. I looked sick. And you know when you can see it in yourself in an image, in a photo? And I looked at the image, and I turned off the video. I was like, I don't want to look at that. I've been off coffee ever since the middle of November. And that wasn't because I looked like crap. That was how I was trying to get off of it all the other times. Oh, I don't look good. Oh, it's making my break out. It's giving me bags under my eyes. That was the reasoning before. That doesn't work. It was when I accepted that I cannot be the container that can hold all the energy that I want to hold so that I can expand my magnetic field so wide so that I can serve and heal and extend my energy far beyond any physical sight. I cannot hold that or do that if I am living in a toxic container. I can't heal the people around me. I can't heal through my tweets. I can't serve through my words. I can't serve through my gaze if this is a toxic container. And that is the best diet on the planet, because then you say, oh, I can't eat that sugar because I am a container through which I express love. Or I can't drink that coffee because I don't want to blow out my adrenals every day and not be able to show up in this way. Or I can't eat that gluten, or I can't drink that drink, or I can't smoke that cigarette because it is polluting my container, not because it's making me look sick or making me break out or giving me wrinkles or making me fat. It's a much different way. And it gives us this experience of taking responsibility for our physical being and owning and holding a belief system that we are here to be great, that we are here to be healthy, that we are here to be powerful. Just before I close, I want to give you a few tools that really work for me. One thing I learned recently that I love when it comes to food, because I'm a recovering overeater. And I grew up, my mom was an overeater, I was an overeater. We all picked it up. It was a lot of anxiety around the meals. And so to this day, I still sometimes struggle. When I see that plate in front of me, it's like my friend Robin says, your stomach doesn't have teeth. And I'm still like this. And so we need to really take a moment. I've learned this great lesson of just sitting before my food and saying, I love my food loves me. And not only is that a moment to really say that prayer and set the intention and change my energy before I start picking up the fork, but it blesses the meal in front of me so I can start to have a different experience of digestion, which is imperative to our health. Okay. Another tool that I love to share is this great message from A Course in Miracles. I am not a body, I am free. So whenever I'm stuck in that perception of my body, how did it look? How did I act? What did it feel like? What was the perception I gave off? I say to myself, I am not a body, I am free. Or if I'm struggling with some kind of physical condition, I remember, I am not a body, I am free. And I go from that physical body identification to the spirit identification. So it's a mantra, it's a prayer. You can use it however you wish. I am not a body, I am free. The next tool that's miraculous is recognizing that all of the spiritual teaching that I teach, whether it's in my books or whether it's in a talk, is very simple. It's boiled down to one simple thing. Turn your fear over to the care of your inner guide. When in doubt, surrender your fear and say, what would you have me learn from this? Turn it over. If you have to do it all day long, you do it all day long. Just continue to say, what would you have me learn from this? What would you have me learn from this? What would you have me learn from this? I surrender this fear to the care of my inner guide. Thank you for changing my perception. It's quite simple. Say it all day long because we can have moments of relief when we start to say these types of prayers, but we have to add up those moments of relief to feel and live in a relieved way. So add up those moments. I put in here, recognizing and remembering that I am a vessel through which love and light is extended. If you can just wake up in the morning and look at yourself in the mirror and say, I am a vessel through which love and light is extended, you get out of your own way. You forget who you thought you were, and you remember, I'm here to teach, I'm here to serve, and therefore I'm going to support this being. I'm going to love her, I'm going to love him, I'm going to guide him, I'm going to support him, I'm going to give him the sleep and the love and the light that he or she needs. I'm a vessel through which love and light is expressed. And really own that. It might sound really heady. It might sound trippy. I don't give a shit. Just own it because we have work to do. Look in the mirror and say, I'm a vessel through which love and light is expressed. Every day. My body is a catalyst for healing and inspiration. I'm here to inspire. Don't you want to be that person that walks in the room and has the energetic power to shift the energy of the room the moment you walk in? Don't you want to be that person that can do a video blog and change the lives of thousands of people, millions of people, just through the presence that you express through a video? Don't you want to be the person that can walk into your house when your family's going crazy and calm everyone down just with your presence? Don't you want to be the person that can go into that hospital room with the family member who is going through the surgery and say, it's all good? And it's your presence and it's your energy that gives other people the strength to heal. So we are the light workers. We must wake up. So I'll close with this prayer that I want to give you. So this is a beautiful prayer from A Course in Miracles. I'm going to just replace he with she because we don't do it enough. Why, has anyone read Lean In, if you know what I'm talking about? We're talking about women these days, okay? Okay. I am here to be truly helpful. I am here to represent she who sent me. I do not have to worry about what to say or what to do because she who sent me will direct me. I am content to be wherever she wishes, knowing she goes there with me. I will be healed as I let her teach me to heal. I'm here to be truly helpful. Just take that with you. I'm here to be truly helpful. That alone just takes you out of what you need to get, and it moves you into what you need to give. And that gives you a whole other purpose of why you're in this physical state.
Thank you. If you made it to the end of this episode, that means you're truly committed to miracles. I'm really proud of you. If you want to get more Gabby, tune in every Monday for a new episode. Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss any of the guidance or special bonus episodes. Your experience of this show means a lot to me, so I really want to welcome you to leave an honest review. And you can follow me on social media at Gabby Bernstein. And if you want to get in on the action, sign up for a chance to be Dear Gabby'd live at deargabby.com. See you next week. Gabby.